In the heart of Wisconsin's North Woods, Layla Starks tilled out a legacy that would shape the potato industry for generations. A woman ahead of her time, Starks became one of the most respected seed potato growers in the country, blending science with practical farming expertise. Her contributions not only elevated Wisconsin's reputation as a leader in potato production, but also influenced growers around the world. Born on March 30, 1882, in Plainfield, Wisconsin, Layla Starks grew up surrounded by fields, but her early interests were far from farming. She was the only child of Leonard and Emma Starks, and her father was also a pioneering figure in the potato industry. Leonard had come to the Midwest in a covered wagon, eventually settling in Plainfield near Stevens Point, before moving his family to Oneida County in 1911, purchasing 1,000 acres of formerly tree-covered land from the Menasha Wooden Wares Company. The small settlement of Hobson, just east of Rhinelander, was later renamed Starks in his honor, and became the center of the family's farming operations. Leonard Starks built a potato empire out of the once pine-forested Northwoods, and became known as King Potato. The large stone Starks Potato Warehouse along the old railroad line in his town's namesake still stands. By the time of his death in 1927, he had made and lost over $1 million in the industry, leaving behind a large section of partly cleared land. Layla, who had received a musical education and traveled to Europe 3 times as a young woman, found herself running the family farm. Initially more interested in raising chickens and potatoes, she quickly realized the potential of Wisconsin's seed potato industry and turned an eye toward using science to develop her family potato farm. Layla Starks became not just a farmer, she was an innovator. At a time when scientific research in agriculture was still gaining traction, she applied cutting-edge techniques to improve seed potatoes. She became particularly known for her work with the Chippewa potato, a variety that would become highly sought after for its quality and disease resistance. Growers from across North and South America traveled to the Northwoods to study her methods, seeking advice on how to improve their own production. Starks' attention to detail, her willingness to incorporate scientific advancements, and her hands-on approach set her apart as one of the most respected figures in the field. Her contributions did not go unnoticed. The University of Wisconsin honored her multiple times for her work in agriculture. In 1941, she was recognized as one of the state's most outstanding rural leaders at the annual Farm and Home Week in Madison. Beyond her own farming operations, Starks made financial grants to the university to support research on disease and insect control, further contributing to agricultural progress. Despite her impact on the industry, Layla Starks remained a private and modest figure. She rarely sought public recognition and did not engage heavily in social or civic affairs outside of her farming community. She was, for her lifetime, loyal to the Starks area and was dedicated to ensuring that the local farming industry thrived there. Layla Starks' work helped establish Wisconsin as a leader in seed potato production, and her influence is still felt today in the techniques and practices used by modern growers. While her name may not be as widely known as other agricultural pioneers, her contributions to the science and business of potato farming made a lasting mark. Layla passed away on October 19, 1951, at age 68, ending a career of scientific contributions and potato growing. In 1941, a seed potato research farm was developed near the old Starks property east of Rhinelander off of Highway C, with funds gifted to the University of Wisconsin by Layla, who had worked closely with the UW Ag Department. It was later expanded and moved to a site opposite Rhinelander west of town on Highway K in 1979. In 1984, the facility was named in Layla's honor. Today, the Layla Starks Elite Foundation Seed Potato Farm is a 1,000-acre potato research facility operated by the University of Wisconsin. The former site still maintains an ag research farm. Potato giant Frito-Lay also operates a research farm near the old Starks property, all of which carry on the legacy that Layla and the Starks family began over 100 years ago. In an era when women in agriculture were often overlooked, Layla Starks proved that expertise, innovation, and dedication could earn respect on any field, whether it be a potato field or on the global stage of agricultural science. This episode is dedicated in honor of Women's History Month to all the women in Northwoods history, past and present. I'm Carrie Bladorn, and this is a Northwoods Moment in History on WXPR.